This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. And we trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. And I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow before you, we come to you, Lord, and we want to give thanks for all that you've done for us. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. It's the only thing that really helps us. God, we ask you today, Father, Lord, that you would just move in the midst and have your will and your way. Bless these listeners, Lord, for Jesus' sake. Lord, I do pray for the missionaries, mission work. Lord, I pray for the children's homes. Lord, I ask you just to help us, Lord. We don't know what to do unless you tell us. And Lord, we're listening for thy voice, Lord. We're listening for you. And we're asking you today, Lord, once again to lead us and to guide us. Well, thank you for all that you do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. As I mentioned in prayer, I would like to ask you to pray for our children's homes, the one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania and Bulgaria. Especially, Clary, I want to ask you this for a couple of the missionaries that's gone over in India right now, and they're traveling, and we want to just ask you to pray for their safe travels. Lord, keep his hand upon them, all of the things they need to get done while they're there to be able to accomplish that, and the Lord's will be done. And then, if you would remember the missionaries in Romania and Bulgaria, as well as the Ukraine, and it seems like with everything going on, it seems like folks has forgotten the war in the Ukraine and all of that that's taken place. But please remember the missionaries, the lost souls that's there, that God would just save by the multitudes, and we'd greatly appreciate that. I want to mention this also. It's the time of the year that we try to take up the money for the flour and the oil that they give out in the churches and predominantly Bulgaria and Romania, and they give each family 110 pounds of flour and 5 liters of oil. It helps them through the hard part of the winter as there's no jobs, and there's many widows and children in those churches, and they really depend on this. So we want to continue to do that. We've done this for over 20 years now. The Lord has done it. We haven't, but the Lord has, and he's allowed us to be part of it. And I want you to, if you would, pray about it, and if he lays on your heart something to do, we'd greatly appreciate it. I think it'll cost somewhere around $33 to $35 to feed a family, and that feeds them about all winter, at least for 2 or 3 months. They're able to make some of the best bread you've ever eaten, and then different times they try to get them lentils and things as supplies is there and money is there and all of that. But if you would, please continue to have this on your mind and on your heart. And as I said, if the Lord leads you, you can write us at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust it'll be a blessing.
I've heard of a land far up in the sky. No one grows old and children don't die. Sickness won't come, no death over there. And I am told it's a city four square.
John saw that city
from heaven. He told about a river running clear,
running clear.
Don't know
where it is, but I need to go there. That beautiful city four square. My Savior's a light in that happy land, and I am led by his guiding hand. When he returns on a cloud in the air, I'll sail away to that city four square.
John saw that city
coming down from heaven. He told about a river running clear,
running clear.
Don't know
where it is, but I need to go there. That beautiful city four square.
John saw
that city coming
that
down
city
from heaven. He told about a river running clear,
running clear.
Don't know
where it is, but I need to go there. That beautiful city four square.
Four square.
Yes, amen. Yeah. Well, if you have your Bibles, turn with me in the second chapter of the book of Luke. You know, Christmas time's coming and everybody's getting ready. And if you get too hot, pull your coat off. Luke chapter 2. And I want to preach today, beginning in verse 8, Luke chapter 2 and verse 8. And I want to talk about the first missionary journey. First missionary journey. I read this about a month ago, and God dealing with my heart about it. I want to read it to you. I never have preached it like this. But the Bible said there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all people. I like that. Well, that'll knock a whole bunch of folks in the head, won't it? Said it's going to be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. Now, I want to stop right there at verse 14. I want to talk to you about the angel. We're doing what the angel once did. I mean, these missionaries are having a, oh, God, this is the day of their life. Here the fellow comes down here, an angel come from a foreign country. I mean, he came into a foreign land. This angel was from heaven. And he came down here to bring a message. And he came down here to tell something that they'd never heard. Now, I read where it said good tidings, so I looked that up. And the good tiding is news, advice, or account that has taken place that was not known before. I mean, this fella told something that never had been told before, never had been known before. And isn't it wonderful that these fellas could go over there 2,000 years later and do what the angel did? I mean, just go over there and tell them that there's a Savior born. Well, they didn't never hear of it. Never heard of it. Pray, Lord, we ought to be glad this morning, and we ought to be shouting with the angels. I mean, the angels come down here and done the shouting then, but I mean, God turned it over to us now. He turned the message over to us. He let us instead of the angel be preaching, and thank God he let us instead of the angel be shouting. Now, they come down and showed us how. They come down here to tell us that this man Jesus is born a babe in the manger. And he's born for everybody. He's a Savior to all people. Now, man, that ought to knock a whole bunch of folks out of the saddle that believes that God just came for a few. He just died for a crowd, a little crowd, the elect or whoever. Now, this says for everybody. He came for everybody. Now, ain't that wonderful? It don't matter where you go, an Indian preacher, where you go over a Bulgarian preacher, over in Romanian preacher, where you go over in Russian preacher, wherever you want to go preach, Germany, anywhere else, it's for all people. Amen. I mean, Jesus didn't come just to die for a little bunch of folks that are sort of on the list. I mean, just for your kin folks. Did you ever notice these Calvinists? They never get nobody saved except their kin folks. I've noticed that most every one of them is in there is akin to them. Because they got elected. Somehow or other got in. Well, the Bible said here, this fella came and told them, this angel said, he's for everybody. Amen. Yes, amen. All people. Amen. Well, you say, God ain't called me, go tell him. Well, I don't know what God would have to do to you to get you to do anything. I mean, Lord God, I mean, do you have to go? I mean, does God have to come down and knock you in the head and say, wake up? There's a message to be told. It never has been told before. Ain't it wonderful that somebody over yonder, I mean, there's 200 villages, they say, in Bulgaria that's never heard about Jesus. They want us to come and tell about this man, Jesus. Oh, I'm glad. Ain't you glad the angel ain't down there? Ain't you glad that Ralph and Ricky and these fellas went over there?
Amen.
Instead of angels? Ain't you glad God sent us? I mean, let God let us help somebody through this church go over instead of God sending angels. He could have sent them. They wouldn't have had to have no support. They wouldn't have had to have a car. They can disappear here and then there and somewhere else. But God fixed it so we could go. God fixed it so Ralph and Ricky and all them other fellas that's over there and these boys that's getting ready to go, whoever it is. However many there is. Oh, I mean, ain't God good? Then when it came, did you know who it came to? The Lord's crowd, they say. The shepherds is about the Lord's crowd in the bunch. Ain't that where Ralph keeps telling us? That's where we went to. We went to the people that everybody else had thrown out. Nobody else want them. The Turks and Gypsies. Nobody wants them. But ain't God good?
Amen.
Hey, listen. And they say, well, them poor old Turks over there, they ain't got no shoes. They got summer coming.
Amen.
And I like what Ralph keeps saying. He says that they're going to show that whole crowd over there that God loves everybody. Boy, I want to tell you, one of these days, when they get them shoes on, you know, when the Songs of Solomon said, how beautiful are thy feet with shoes.
Amen.
I mean, when they're going to strut around there, them good shoes we God has given this church, how to wrap up and send over there. Ain't it going to be wonderful when they walk down through there and them Bulgarians and the rest of that crowd say, where'd you get them good shoes? God sent them to me. You mean God's in that kind of business? Sure he is. God's in every kind of business you'll let him in. God will do it, and I'm glad God will do it. And I mean, oh, it's amazing to me. We wrote to all these shoe factories. We didn't write to the one that gave us the most shoes. In fact, neither one of them would give us the shoes we wrote to. I don't know where they got that letter. Ain't that good? We didn't even have their address reading. We didn't write them. We wrote to the rest of them, and some of the letters come back. You didn't know where they was at. But the one that gave us 2,586 pair of shoes, one place. I never have found out how they got our name. Ain't that good?
Amen.
Well, I ain't asked the fella either. I ain't going to ask him. I just sort of think, God, you must have done something. Because I've been waiting on the rest of them dudes to call me. They ain't called me yet. Now, I was up about all night last night wondering, why don't they call? Well, they'll call in time if God wants them to call. I asked for 10,000. Maybe that's more than we could do anything with. So they said, now, we can't handle but 1,000 over here in Romania. Well, thank God. He always overdoes it.
Amen.
Have you ever seen God ever underdo it? He does more than you expect him to do. Well, I'm still expecting 10,000 pair. I told God the other day, I said, I want 10,000 pair of shoes because I just want the devil to know you can do what I believe you can do. I want the devil to know you can do what I ask you to do. I want God, the devil to know when I write something down that you'll back it up. Thank God I believe that God is able to do it. Oh, I'm so glad he sent one day an angel. And he said, I've got some good tidings. He never brought no bad stuff. It's good news. Good tidings. Never had been preached before. Never had been known before. And he's the first man ever brought it. But he said it's good. Man, ain't it good the first time you ever heard about Jesus? Wasn't it good the first time somebody ever told you about Jesus? Wasn't it wonderful when you first time you ever heard him and he got in your heart? Wasn't it wonderful when Jesus came into your heart that day and saved your soul from hell and redeemed you from hell and made a new creature out of you? Oh, wasn't it good? 59 years and I'm still rejoicing in it. Just like it's yesterday. But that angel came, the first thing he said, fear not. Boy, when God gets around, there is some fear. I mean, them Turks over there, they say they're a bit scared when they get over there. They ain't never seen nothing like this. They ain't never heard. I mean, one village is afraid. They don't know what to do. But when the other village accepts it, Ralph was telling us a while ago, then, boy, it breaks out and gets up in the other. Ain't it good? Boy, when the Lord come up there in that new ground where I was at, I was scared to death. Lord God, if God ever gets around, fair, come on here. I seen here this morning, I looked at people sitting here, they're talking about different things, didn't have a bit more idea that God might come through here than a goose. I mean, they're talking about things that weren't even pertaining to God. What if you'd never heard about it? What if you'd sit here like some folks are and they still hadn't heard about him? Said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. There's people in this church still haven't heard about Jesus, and I've been preaching him for 43 years right here. They still ain't heard it. They can't hear it for some reason. Wasn't it good the day you heard it?
Amen.
Boy, I'll tell you right now, it must be a blessing over there. First time some of them hear it. And boy, they just get all stirred up and, man, I mean, go wild. I watched somebody watch that tape last night. Lord God, they're shouting it out. They ain't sitting there asleep. Boy, they're crowded up. They're crowded up, but they're shouting it out, man. I mean, preacher was a preaching. Old Matt was a preaching. Boy, he was going at it. He looked like he was in a hornet's nest. And they're just hollering and a shouting and praising God. And I thought, Lord, have mercy. I wish it happened over here. God may be leaving this country. You better wake up.
Amen.
You better be waking up, honey. Your children may go to hell because we're too satisfied with this bunch of stuff. And we got too much. And we're too rich. And we're increased with goods. God came to the shepherd boys. All they had is a little flock of sheep out there in the nighttime watching over their sheep, looking after their sheep. Thank God he didn't send them to the palace. He sent him to the low crowd. First, oh, listen. That missionary came down that day. I don't know what his name was, but he's an angel. But didn't he have a message? It said, and the angel said unto them, fear not. Fear not. Took the fear away from them. For behold, I bring you good tidings. I've got some stuff here to tell you that you've never heard. Nobody's ever told you before. Nobody's ever brought this message to you. Nobody's ever mentioned him to you. But I want to tell you about somebody, and his name is Jesus. And this day he's born. Lord God, he's just as big then as he is now. He was king then, he's king now. He is Lord then, he's Lord now. He is Jesus then, he still is. He is a Savior then, he still is. When he was born, he just be here now. Yes, I'm not talking about a statue, but I'm talking about being a Savior. He was just as qualified to save him then as he was 33 and a half years later. But he didn't have to get qualified to save him. He come to save. He come as a Savior. And that's what that angel said. Boy, ain't that wonderful. Just go over there and tell them poor old gypsies and Turks. You don't have to tell them, bless God, you ought to live right. Let's go tell them what's happened. Go tell them a Savior's born.
Amen.
Go tell them somebody come to save them. Go tell them you don't have to go to hell. Just go tell them, listen, he'll take care of you. Oh, Lord God, what a Savior. And I mean, you don't have to even tell them. You don't have to tell them all of it. Just tell them part of it. That angel didn't tell all of it. Oh, God, if he had, I believe it blew the shepherds apart. When I got saved, all I knew that Jesus saved. All I knew that I was born again. I got saved. And I got the family of God. I didn't know God could do all this good stuff he's doing now. I didn't know that God would someday open the door and let us be able to send clothes and shoes. And I was preaching on the radio the other day, and some fella heard me. And he listened to me. And he said, I heard on the radio about those fellas having to ride a colt, having to ride a donkey to preach. He said, I want to buy a car. Got the check yesterday. $2,500 to buy a car from Bulgaria. Ain't God good? Help me, Lord God, if he'd have told me that when I got saved that day, I'd like to tore the place up anyhow. But if I'd have found all that out, I'd have been, oh, listen, there wouldn't have been no Brook. There wouldn't have been no Elk River Baptist Church. I'd have kicked the walls out. I mean, that thing wasn't too stout anyway. But Lord, have mercy. You say, but preacher, that ain't exciting. You ought to see what God is doing. It is exciting. It's exciting to know we got a Savior. It's exciting to know we got somebody to never leave us. It's exciting to know we got somebody that cares for us. Whether we love him or not, he still loves us. And shall supply all of our needs. And if you'd have told me last year, if you'd have told me last year that in a month we'd have got 3,000 pair of shoes, 20,000 pair of socks, and a brand new car, and $4,000 or $5,000 to send that stuff over there in a month, I said, ah, now that's done happen. Now I'm expecting big stuff. See, God does that in 1 month. What could you do in 12? I mean, 12 times that? Can you imagine? You said, well, he won't do it. Not on your faith he won't. But he will on somebody's. Some of these little youngins may be doing more than you think they are. Some of these little youngins may be praying tonight. I told David the other night, here a while back, I said, I want you to pray. God will send some shoes. I said, them youngins is naked. And he said, I tried to get him to watch a tape with me yesterday, the video. He said, I want to see them naked people. Ones I've been praying for. He wasn't interested. He wasn't interested in them preachers and all them fancy dudes. He wants to see them folks that really was down there. He said, I want to see them. They ain't got no clothes. I said, son, these is coming to church. Them ain't got no clothes. It's out there in the village. They can't come to church. Man, he just went on. He didn't want to see that. He wanted to see what he'd been. He wanted to see his prayer answered, I guess. And there's a lot of little youngins. I mean, I got a sack full of shoes down there. John Gooch brought them over here, and they're tearing me up. John went to a place and preached, and they brought their shoes, the little youngins. Pulled her shoes off from church and brought her shoes up there. He got a whole big bag full of shoes down there. I don't know where to send them. They got mud on them. They need to be cleaned up. They just come in, them youngins come to church and walk through the mud, pulled her shoes off. John said, I had to make them stop because it's tearing me apart. See them youngins do that. He didn't mind seeing them big boys do it, but when the youngins start doing it, that's a little different story. And then some woman... Ain't this wonderful? Boy, I like this good stuff that's happening. I mean, some woman in a daycare center was telling her little children that she had heard about this over in North Carolina. And she said, she told the little children, I mean, you know, these children over there don't have no shoes, don't have no coats, don't have... And here them youngins come next day with a whole bag of shoes. I mean, each one of them had a little bag of shoes and some socks. And some clothes to a daycare center. Lord God, they're getting me by. I mean, don't you wonder? I mean, here's a bunch of shepherds out there that got the message, and after a while, it's got over here. I mean, 2,000 years later, I mean, big shots can get saved. Bless God, the little shepherd boy brought it in, and the big shots got to see it. Well, that must be something. Them shepherds have seen something. They've heard something. You know what? It's a heavenly host of angels. I used to wonder who they was, but I read just a while ago what it said, it said in verse 15, came to pass, and the angels were gone away. That heavenly host was angels. You know what they're doing? They weren't sitting around dozing, because it's cool out there, I guess. But they're shouting it out. You believe it? Amen. Bible said they're praising God. Bible said, all of a sudden, after this angel come down and told where you'd find him, what he was and who he was, and he's here to save the world. I mean, he come down here for that purpose, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace and goodwill toward men. Jesus had to come. This outfit done been dead, the whole outfit. We'd have done killed everybody. Son, there wouldn't have been no peace, goodwill, or no love, or no God, or nothing else. You know the reason you've got a little love this morning? God give it to you. You know the reason you've got peace in your heart? God give it to you. You know the reason you're living in America today? God let you live here. You know why I let you live here? To tell the story. He wants you to go out yonder to another country and tell where it's never been heard. Lord God, quit worrying about this outfit here that rejects it every Sunday and every Sunday night and every Sunday morning, every Wednesday and Thursday night. And I mean, you'll have a little revival. And I mean, you just have to pull them and drag them to get them in. Let's go somewhere where they ain't never heard it. Let's tell somebody that ain't never heard it. Let's take the good tidings to somebody that's never heard it. Let's go like the angel did to a foreign country. Amen. Tell them what good things God's done. Because you got to learn first before you leave, you know. That angel been to heaven ever since the beginning around God. See, you don't have to go. You don't go over there till you hang around God for a while. You know, you should go and you hang around God. Not me, God I'm talking about. I said, well, they need to come hang around you. They don't need to hang around me. They need to hang around God over here, around here somewhere. They don't. You know, that angel never told them one thing about what they had to do. He said, he's born unto you this day. I mean, he told them old shepherd boys. I mean, they're poor folks. He said, you got a Savior. I don't care what you get for Christmas. You ain't going to get nothing like this. I don't care if they give you everything that they could pile in your name. You'll never get nothing as great as this man Jesus. Son, if you got Cadillacs and Rolls Royces and everything, all kinds of horses and the rest of it, if you got gold horses, you'd never get enough. I mean, you wouldn't even touch the hem of the garment. This is it. And we sit around here and think, well, I don't think I'm going to get anything. You got more than you ever expected. Rejoice in him. Quit rejoicing in what you're going to get. I mean, I'm not against Christmas. I'm just tired of, I won't go to the store. I wouldn't mess with that outfit. I give my folks money if I can get it. And they can buy whatever they want to. If they think I'm going to the store and buy them something, they just have to forget it. I wouldn't walk two steps to buy them anything. Well, I got to, me and William went to the store the other day. I tried to hunt me a sweater. I'd rather freeze than have to be in that mess. I mean, every time you pick up something, somebody grabs it out of your hand. I mean, get away from here. Thank God for mail order catalogs. You can order if it don't fit, you still got it.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And until next week, God bless you.